that. Hang on here.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Daniel?
Yes.
Hey, Daniel. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good, good.
Good, that's what I like to hear. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling you today?
Yes.
Okay. She asked me to go over some pricing with you. There's a new established business credit, legacy credit. Hold on. She's asking for two things here. Hold on. Okay. And you don't have a website?
Nope.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me about the placement on Google or how it works?
I don't think so. I'm pretty familiar with the way she explained it and all that on how it works, I believe.
Okay.
I don't really think so.
Okay. Well, the major benefit to you is that we have availability for your service area. I don't know if you've ever looked up flooring contractors in Richland before, but, you know, there's only three guys that show for about a 40-mile radius around you. So,
yeah.
Called it Google Places Placement. So we can only put three guys there, but we have one spot open currently. So usually when a spot opens up, we get a list of guys that are in that category, and we just kind of call down the list until we find somebody to fill that spot. Once we fill it, we close out the category, so we can't work with any other competing companies, actually. We'll be at our max capacity of three. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You heard of Precision Flooring or Buckhorn?
Yes, I have. I've not searched for anything, but yeah.
Those are the guys that are there now. That's all I'm getting at. So, you know, obviously, if we start working with you today, people will be able to see Anytime Flooring and Restoration up there with your address, phone number, reviews, website. We'll build the website for you, actually, with the package that Tara requested here. So just to kind of get into the meat and potatoes of it, in the last 30 days, we've had 1,812 searches that fall within the flooring contractor keyword, and that's that 40-mile radius. I'm not saying we're going to get to 1,800 calls or anything like that, but obviously you want to have traffic there if you're going to move forward with something like
right.
this. Flooring contractor is just one keyword. We list you for 15 different ones. You can hand select the keywords as long as it's actually a service that you provide and you have required documents to do that service. Okay. So normally what they're asking for is $499 month to month. But with the credits that Tara requested and me waiving the fees on the site, I could get it down to $299 on a month-to-month basis. And then I could also lock that rate in for you, Daniel, so it'll just stay $299 month-to-month for as long as you choose to be with us. There's no other charges throughout the month, okay? So you won't incur any, like, lead fees, quick fees, or call fees. It's just a one-time payment each month of the $299.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So right at $300.
Yeah, it's about $10 a day if you break it down. But you basically have like a professional salesperson vouching your credibility anytime somebody within 40 miles of you does a search for any of the services you provide. So it's well worth it. It's a lot better than hiring somebody to sit on a street corner with a sign.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been meaning to try to do some kind of advertisement or just to see how it goes. How soon would I be, you'd get this up and going within a day or two?
Well, no. So the website, we asked for 3 days to get the website up and running. What I would do is I would create your account and secure the position. I'll send Google the notification for the spot. And then there's also a form you got to fill out called the Google Verification Form. It asks you to send in any, like, license or insurance that you have. So that way we can assure the customers that, you know, you're professional. And then there's a pin that comes in the mail. It usually takes about 3 to 5 days to get, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. So there's about 4 steps that we have to go through in a client interview in order to get it
sense.
Done. But if we do it quick and we try to rush it, you know, we can start showing you some pretty good results here in the first month, and then obviously it's only going to get better as you go. It's peak time of the year.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. So do you need an email to send this stuff through, I guess?
No, I mean, I will have to send you like the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing, right? We have a subscription terms that you have to sign off on, but I don't necessarily need to like, it's not like a informational email. It's just more so like confirmation, and then it'll give you access to your tracking system as well, and the link to the downloadable app, so that way you can monitor the leads that we're bringing in and monitor the success of the campaign.
Got it. Okay. I'm definitely interested. I'm in the middle of working right now, so what would be the next step we need to take to maybe go forward with this?
If you want to commit to 30 days, I'll create your account and secure the spot, and then I'll schedule the client interview for a better time when you're not so busy.
Okay. That'll work.
All right.
What time frames are those?
Oh.
Coleman. C-O-L-E-M-A-N. Go ahead.
C-O-L-M-A-N?
E-M-A-N.
Okay, Coleman. And then the business email address for me to send the receipt and everything in writing?
It'd be the dcoleman82780@gmail.com.
82780?
Yep.
Okay. @gmail.com. All right. And then what's the street address I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
27330 North Highway 133, Richland, 65556.
Okay, got it. Richland, Missouri, 655.
56, yep.
Okay, got it. North Highway 133?
133, yep.
Okay, there we go. I had one too many spaces in there. Got it. Okay, and then you could hide this address online if you like.
Okay.
Okay, I'll hide it for you. Just have city, state, and zip up there. It looks like you do business from home, so I don't want people showing up at your door.
Yeah, I'd rather hide it.
Okay.
Yep.
But I do need that 5-digit PIN when it comes in the mail. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, Daniel.
Okay. Okay.
I'll text it to you now. And then also I'm going to send you an email address. If you have a logo or pictures of work you've done in the past, please send those in so we could use them for the Google Business Profile and the website as well.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to build a portfolio there. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
And I guess that's for making phone calls, huh?
Yeah, there's going to be a little open and closed icon there on your listing. So.
Do 9 to 9.
Okay, 9 to 9. Okay, is that Monday through Friday, or do you want me to put like Saturday and Sunday?
Week.
Okay.
Yep. We can do 8 to 9. That's fine.
Okay.
That didn't hurt you any.
Like the way you think. Yeah, it's just a phone call. I mean, at the end of the day, you still got to schedule it out with them anyway. So leave it open as possible. And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. Submit. All right, got the business profile created. Let's schedule the client interview, secure that spot, and then we will circle back with you at the client interview time. I have availability tomorrow anytime between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. CT.
All right. Latest in the day as possible.
Okay.
That would be great.
I'll schedule it between 5 and 6 Central Standard.
Okay.
All right. Yep. And then I'll text you at about 4 o'clock just as a reminder. It usually takes about 30 minutes for us to get through it. It's all set questions. They'll just ask you about the services you provide, service area you cover, and then we'll get started on the website so we can get an idea on how you want that to look.
All right.
All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
That'd be a debit card.
Okay. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
Does it make a difference?
I mean, I want to make sure I have the business name on there so you could write it off as a business expense. It's Google advertising, so it's a write-off for you.
Okay, yeah. How soon is that processed?
We're going to process it right now. I'll have you on the line, and then I'm going to send you payment confirmation, outline of the agreement in writing, access to your tracking system, and your Google verification form.
Okay, I just want to transfer some money in there real quick to make sure it's in there for that account.
No problem. Take your time. I'm multitasking, too, with this client interview appointment. Trying to make sure it gets you locked in. Okay. Done with that. You'll get that calendar invitation there to your Gmail. Update. Address is hidden. They're asking me, please confirm address before we send PIN. I already did. Here, let me pull it up on the map and see if there's a... Oh, I gotcha. Google has the address for you. It's 27330 MO133.
Yeah, North Highway 33.
It has it as MO instead of North Highway. It's weird. When I typed it in, oh, here, wait a minute. Why is it doing that? Okay, never mind. I just pulled it up here online. You got a blue roof?
Yeah, we're actually building there, so that's not even...
Not there anymore?
For sure.
But that was... It was like that? Okay.
No, it's still there. I don't know how recent that Google photo is. There's probably in a couple campers there, but we're building that. In that 80 acres.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like a lot of land. It's like a little house and a lot of land.
Yep.
Okay. I guess not too small. All right, let me save... Okay, now I have it verified. And there is a mailbox there. We'll be able to receive this pin, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You could call in or text that to me, whichever's easiest for you when it comes in.
Okay.
All right. And then I'm ready for the billing information whenever you are.
The card number?
Yes.
4377. Yep, 4377.
4377.
5400.
5400.
0002.
0002.
6403.
6403. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
1126.
1126, and then 3-digit code on the back.
760.
760. Okay, hang on the line with me. I'm going to get you everything in writing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Make sure I include this website and waive all the fees on it for them. Yeah. Full platinum bundle form and just wave, yep, exactly high. And then send them the initial invoice, please. With it all documented, yeah, have them sign off on it, the subscription terms. Thank you, Kim. Okay. You're like 30 seconds, so I'll come through. Again, just so you know, all the calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance, just to outline the service agreement and as an added form of protection for you as a business owner. We do ask that you be responsive to all phone calls from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time. The first month payment will be authorized today. It's June 11th in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum Bundle. I have waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. I've included the website for you at no extra cost. And I've locked in this rate. So it's set up to renew each month on the 11th day, but it'll stay $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. You can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, let us know before the next billing's due so we could stop your billing cycle and it doesn't charge you. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Okay, and then let me know when these texts comes through. I have my secretary sending them over to you, so you should have a couple of them. It'll be like, should have my number in there if my extension was the first one, and then she sent the outline of the agreement or your subscription terms to your email, and then she texted it to you. And then I think she's still working on your login credentials for your tracking system. And there's a Google verification form. The main things that I want you to focus on, I know you're busy right now. I'm going to let you go here in just a second, but make sure you sign these subscription terms here and then also fill out your Google verification form. If you're missing anything when it's asking for, like, registration, license, insurance, don't panic. Just make sure you check the box at the bottom that it's okay. We three-way call you and verify you over the phone with our Google representative.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds complex, but it's real easy. We'll walk you through it and make sure it's working. We don't get paid unless our clients get paid, so we kind of hold your hand through it and make sure you're up and running, and then once you see you got the hang of it, we kind of back off and let you do your thing.
I did the signature thing, and it refreshed your page with a username and password.
Oh, wow, you signed that fast. Yeah, so the UN and password is going to come to you here in just a bit. We do have an app that's going to be sent to you via email. There'll be a link to the app, and then there's also a YouTube video in that email. It'll show you how to use the tracking system. One of my colleagues here made that. So look out for that. I like the app version a lot more than this PC version, but you will be able to log into it with these credentials she's sending to you right now. It'll be pretty blank until we have you up and running, though, and it's actually, like, tracing the calls. But it's a good tool to have. You can request reviews from clients through this dashboard. You can actually just plug in their number and send them a link to the Google Business profile for them to put the star rating and write a review on you. And then also it'll track all the leads that you're getting from every platform that you're submitted to. And then you'll also have access to the website through there, too. So it's kind of like a centralized hub, make your life easier if you need anything that has to do with the business's online listings. It's just right there in that app.
All right. So what do I need to do next then? Because I've got the text messages and I got this other email.
Mm-hmm. No, so the very
accept the subscription terms.
Yeah, you're good. If you already signed the subscription terms, that's what you just signed and sent over when it led you to that login page. Yeah, so you're good on that.
Okay.
But you're also going to get another link that'll say localsplash.com/Google, and you want to click on that, and that's your Google verification form. So I'm going to manually send this over to you myself, too, just so you have it. So it might come through twice, that Google verification. It might take you a day or two to fill it out, but take your time with it. Like I said, as much as you can, fill it out and send it in. If anything's missing, we'll follow up with you.
Okay.
But other than that, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll circle back with you for that client interview scheduled tomorrow between 5 and 6.
Awesome. Thank you,
all right, Daniel.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Looking forward to working with you. All right. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Yeah, bye.